power. Come on, celebrate him. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, Lord, we give you glory, Lord. One Tuesday evening, I was teaching and people present were just less than 50 people. And the Lord said that, build me that house. And he said, I would do it. Tell them that I would do it with them. I told the people, the Lord said that he would build, we should build him a house and he's going to do it with us. And then we marched out, not knowing how much the cost of a building is. We just marched out, landed here, and then we started. The storms brought it down along the way whilst we are about to finish. And then we had to bring a lot of engineers here and there. I asked the accountant, how much is in the account? He said, 700 Ghana cedis. I said, we are going back again. And then we came back again. 11 o'clock in the night, I'll be here. 2 o'clock in the night, I'll be here. 12 o'clock in the night, I'll be sitting here with my wife and we'll be prophesying on the land. He said, he has said it and he will do it. He says he is going to build it with us, not we are going to build. And he has done it. If you believe he's the God of all strength, give him a shout. Glory, Lord, we give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as we have marched in here, this commission has been on the land for 14 years. When we arrived here, the enemy told us that we will not spend 3 years. And I told him that is a lie. Then people, even pastors called me. He said, no ministry has ever started and built here. Any ministry that has built here has always come. They have their headquarters outside the town. He said, it doesn't happen. I said, it will happen. And the moment we strike the ground, others will do it. And it has been done. It has been done. It has been done. And we are here 14 years. Tell me there is no reason to thank God. Tell me there is no reason to praise him. We are not ending here. We are passing here. We are going to a more glorious place. For the path of the just shineth brighter and brighter until a perfect day. If you believe your perfect day is coming, celebrate him. Come on. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. So we have a cause to thank him. We have a cause to give him glory as a church.
Reverend Dixon Tufor Sapon is the head pastor of the ICGC Jesus Temple, Koforidua, a thriving church in the eastern regional capital of Ghana, with its headquarters in Accra. He serves as a presbytery member of ICGC with Dr. Mensah Otabel as general overseer. He is also the general overseer in charge of the eastern and voter regions of Ghana. Reverend Dixon is a pastor and Bible teacher by calling. He is an author of 4 books, which includes Foundation for Christian Maturity, Negotiation for More, and Divine Lessons for Promotion. He is happily married to Lucy and are blessed with 4 children.
Forever and ever, we have victory over the devil and we have victory over sin. The devil is eternally defeated. The devil is forever defeated. Don't let us walk as people who have no hope. Don't let us walk as people who don't have any God in this world. Satan is under your feet by the resurrection. The devil is under your feet. Satan is no match for you. When you know the truth will set you free. You have power. If the resurrection power is now in you, then the devil has no power whatsoever. Now he gave you his name. He said, go in my name. The spirit is inside you, but proclaim it in my name. Wherever you go, when you mention the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Listen to me. I don't care about your age. If you know you're right as a Christian and you use the power in the name of Jesus, oh God, every knee will bow to you. Father, let the entrance of your word bring us life and light. Speak to us. Glorify your name in our lives. Challenge us for the next level. And live your life through us to the glory and to the praise of your name. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'll speak about faith. There is an aspect of faith that I want us to share together, and I trust it blesses you. Amen. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse number 4, that the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. And then Romans 1:17, that's the corresponding verse. It also says the just shall live by faith. And then Galatians chapter 3, verse number 11, it says that the just shall live by faith. That no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Somebody say, I will live by faith. And say, I will live by my faith. Tonight, I want you to pay attention and let's learn. We'll lay a certain foundation today. The Bible says that the just man, the righteous man, will live his life here on earth by faith. Faith is very important. You can't live without faith. So the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. When the Bible uses the term impossible, it's impossible. You can't please God. There are people who are trying to please God without faith. It won't work. It doesn't work like that. It only works when you do it by faith. Amen. Let me lay all these foundations before I go to the main thing I want to do. One of the things I want you to understand, every one of you, that the day you got born again, first of all, I want you to know that every child of God has faith. How many of you believe that? Every child of God has faith. And that faith came from God. The day you got born again, God gave you a measure of faith. Everybody. There is nobody born again. It's like the moment you get born again, God gives you faith. Somebody say amen. It's a measure. Somebody say amen. So when you read Romans chapter 12 and verse number 3, the Bible said that, "For I say through the grace given to me and to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Somebody says, everybody has been given a measure of faith. I read from the King James. The NIV says that in accordance with faith, God has distributed to each one of you. God has distributed faith to each one of us. Two things. When you use your faith, your faith grows. When you use your faith becomes stronger. When you use your faith grows and it becomes stronger and it becomes bigger. When you use your faith grows, it becomes stronger, and it becomes bigger. When you don't use your faith becomes little, and your faith becomes weaker. So all of us were given faith to start the Christian life. But some people have grown their faith till now there are levels of faith. Some have gotten great faith. But there are some who the little they got have reduced it. And they have a weaker faith and a stronger faith. I don't know where you find yourself. So either you are growing your faith or you are reducing your faith. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The more you hear, you continue to hear, you listen, you read sermons, wherever, once it's the word of God, the more you intake it, the stronger your faith, the bigger your faith. The less you read, the less you hear the word of God, the less the word of God comes to you, the weaker and stronger your faith. You know the reason why two people cannot believe the same thing? Some have grown their faith and they can believe for some things. Some will try to believe the same thing, but it's not going to work. Because you see, you need to grow your faith for greater heights and for greater things. There are some things I can believe God for. You can't believe it. You can't believe God for it. The reason why your pastor is able to do this is because he has grown his faith to believe that he can do it. That with only 700 in his bank account, he still says we can do it. There are people who would dare not attempt. They will not. Why? It's the level of your faith. So I want you to look at me tonight. Some of you, you are where you are because of the level of your faith. Yeah. Some of you are just moving because of the level of your faith. So inject the word into your faith every day. And you will surprise yourself. You will do things that will shock you. The other time, my colleague pastor, we all started a ministry together. Those days, we didn't have cars. So he was in front of a passenger car coming to Koforidua. And the car nearly had an accident. He was in front, just close to the ditch. And everybody was shouting, Yeshua, and all those things. And he didn't open his mouth. He was quiet and cool and confident. And the accident didn't happen. So when he got out of the car, he said, hey, my name is Mijidi Ekosrosa. Because he was not moved a bit. Sometimes we're ready, alas, it's not a sign of faith. It's a sign of fear. He was cool. Somebody say amen. Amen. So, grow your faith. Grow your faith. You see, when you grow your faith, you will eat. You will be happy. You will take some things by storm. Grow it. Grow your faith. I mean, for us to be able to attempt building Jesus' temple. I mean, things people couldn't believe. Lands people couldn't attempt. Because when I made the first attempt, I was told, Pastor, Asasi were there. Men try. Then I did my search and I saw some names on it. Some false church. And they said, they've all tried. Anyi ye. Abusia 4 and things like that is government land. So I went into prayer and fasting with my church. We attempted, wrote a letter. They replied us sharply. Keep off. Then we went into fasting. After 1 week, I was called to come for negotiation. My faith was not ready to let it go. Somebody would have just received a no for an answer. I wasn't ready. I felt I was bigger than those people and what they were saying. So it's important. It's so important for you to believe God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You know, recently something funny happened. In the past, I was believing God for some vehicles. Some one American car, white, nice, beautiful. So I put the picture on my laptop. Then later, a Benz. And I put a picture on my laptop, iPad. I prayed about it and I forgot. And recently, the pictures pop up. When the pictures pop up, I've realized that all these two cars, I've already received them. I received them, and I've even forgotten that I've received them, and the pictures were on the... I was like, look at this picture. The first one, somebody just walked into my house and knelt down with the wife and said, the Lord said we should bring it to you. I believed it when I'd not even seen it. The Benz was just my 60th birthday almost 2 years ago when, you know. Listen, grow your faith. What is happening today is that people have put their faith in their pastors. I always tell my church, you will be making a big mistake to put your faith in me. Who born you? No, be me. Your faith must be in God. And you must grow the faith and use it. So pastor there or pastor not there, you can walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. And you must learn to live by faith. Without faith, I'm telling you, without faith, it's impossible to take giant steps and miracles and things will not come to you. So I want to encourage you to build your faith and grow your faith. Hallelujah. Now let me come to the main thing I want to share today. That was just a foundation. All right. So I'm speaking on what I've titled under faith. I'm speaking on what I've titled, Where is Your Faith? Where is your faith? Luke chapter 8 and verse 22 to 26. Luke 8, 22 to 26. Now it came to pass on a certain day that we went into a ship. He went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy or danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? Where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water, and they obey him. Why not? And they arrive at the other country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. I said last Sunday that anytime I'm reading the Bible and I read a place I have been to before, the feeling is different. 2 years ago, I was in Galilee, and I was this very spot, the Gadarenes area, the mountainous area. This is where the pigs were cast, the demons were cast into the pig. When you are there, you look upwards, you see all these areas that they are fighting, and that is just by the way. In a journey on a boat, everything was fine. So Jesus has gone under in the ship and was asleep. Then trouble came. Storm, trouble. And when they were in danger, they went to Jesus. And they woke him up. Master, Master, don't you care we perish? Now listen carefully. You see, one of the things you have to do is to listen and read the words of Jesus. These days, sometimes we don't read the words of Jesus. You have to read the New Testament more than anything. The Gospels, read the words of Jesus. Jesus rebuked the wind. Then he looked at them and asked them a question. He said, Where is your faith? Where is it? If somebody asks you where is your faith, it means that you don't have it. It's not with you. Your faith means that you have it. But maybe you left it home. It's in a box. And a lot of people, listen, don't tell me you don't have it. A lot of people have put their faith in a box. We have to start doing reviews. When I say reviews, you have to review all the prayer you have prayed. That how many of them has been answered? How many miracles do you receive in a month? In a whole year, all the prayers you have been praying, do you receive answers? It's time for us to do review and see whether we are just praying into the hear or we receive answers. Because every prayer must receive an answer. Jesus said, where is it? Where is your faith? If you come here without the Bible and I look at you and say, where is your Bible? Because if you are holding your Bible, I can't ask you, where is your Bible? That would be a stupid question. So Jesus said, all of you, come on. Where's your faith? Nobody is even holding their faith. One of the things storms of life, difficulties in life can do is to force you to stop using your faith. I was talking to somebody. I mean, this is somebody who, after preaching a powerful message and people were shouting and clapping and we finished church, this person came to me and said, Pastor, me say, my problem is be, and I me say, what do you mean? I almost insulted that woman. Entini me preaching na one tissue. And it happens. I have to live by faith. And you have to live by faith. Oh, yeah. In my life, everything by faith. And it works. Faith works. There are people we are praying for. We are laying our hands on them. We are pouring oil on them. They put their faith in a box. And it's a waste of prayer. Somebody was sick and had problems and things like that. He came in and realized that her level of faith was so low. Akwai se wa call hospital na doctor who say omo jesu adena doctor baye. Sometimes before the surgery, they will put some blood on you. You take blood and medications until your blood cut comes out to a certain level. Enti mi hun se nipa no ni jidi ni wo form na me man a prescription. Se ni moja be basro. Enti ko ready the whole of Mark tobo na kan na underline tobo sa o kanya na o bompa na me pese ni faith e sorry ba. The next thing I heard was that, Pastor, the audio problem come on now. Or say, go read the Bible. Shortcuts will cut your life short. The greatest shortcut is the long route. Sometimes I read 20 chapters a day. 20. 10. As for 5, not just that day, I've been lazy. Because faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Ah. We use CD on Ghana market. Dollar on American market. Faith on is our spiritual currency. You don't have the spiritual currency. How do you buy from God's supernatural market? You need faith in abundance so you can believe God for things that nobody can believe God for. When I was doing my office, the second floor, they brought the tiles. I didn't go for any tiles at all. Got the best Italian tiles. Even in the afternoon, it is very cold. And whilst they were laying the tiles, I said, one day the president will be here. One day the president will be here. I kept saying it. And one day I was there when I had a call that a president wants to come to your church. He came with about 2,000 people. Build your faith so you can believe and can push for bigger things. You've been born again for 15 years. And some of the prayers we pray are chicken prayers. Because our level of faith, we don't even know where our level of faith is. If you hear some prayers people pray, you realize that, look, what level is the person? In fact, some have even put their faith in a box. So Jesus said, where is your faith? Jesus was concerned because, you see, without faith, they could have perished. If you don't use faith, you will perish. We are not in heaven yet. So you needed to live. You live by faith. You need your faith. And that one, nobody can do it for you. Hear me well. That one, nobody can do it for you. Your faith. I can't give you faith. I can only inspire you and I can teach you. But you need to build your faith. Coming back to the question Jesus asked, where is your faith? Where is it? Is it there? Some people, it's not there. It's gone somewhere. Somebody say amen. Amen. Storms in life will come. There are people who, when storms came, their faith got evaporated. And they've never been able to arise again. You need faith to make it. You need faith to make it. Because storms will never stop coming. Storms will keep coming. And don't forget your faith. There's a story in the Bible of a man who lost the small daughter. The Bible says in Mark 5:22, behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. That means the daughter was gasping. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed and she may live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. That means there was traffic jam. Watch this. A ruler of the synagogue. These were big people. These were big names. The daughter was dying, and he knew Jesus was around. And he knew that this case, it's only Jesus who can do it. So he ran to Jesus with a big faith. How do I know he ran with big faith? Because he said he sought him greatly. Follow me closely. And then Jesus says, okay, let's go. So they began going. But there was traffic jam. He was not the only person who needed Jesus. Plenty of people have thronged the road he couldn't. And in the midst of that, there was a woman who has suffered issue of blood for 12 years. And she also needed a miracle. And she also came with her faith. He says, even though there's traffic jam, but if only I can touch the hem of this man's dress, I will be healed. And so with the little strength this woman had, she pushed the men, acted on her faith, and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Then Jesus said, who touched me? That word, who touched me, means who has made a demand on my ability. When you use your faith, you are making a demand. You are buying from the spiritual market. You are asking questions. Power went out of him and the woman was healed. Watch this. Somebody needed a miracle. The daughter is at the point of death. Jesus says, let's go. Then a miracle has happened. So Jesus, listen. Who is this person? The woman says, I'm the one. I'm healed. I can feel them healing. And then the woman didn't end there. She gave her testimony. I mean, when women are giving testimony, you understand. And Jesus said, your faith. He didn't say my power. He didn't say my power. He said your faith has made you whole. Let me tell you something. Everybody look at me. Listen, God is not moved by your problem. God is not moved fitri by your problem. If God is moved by problem, there will be nobody in the hospital. You think when you are crying, he's also crying for you? No. He's moved by your faith. The moment you pick your faith, he gets up. The moment you activate your faith, he's ready for you. Because that is the currency which is used in the supernatural market. So you won't come to church, you won't read your Bible and things like that. Your faith is going down, 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 down. So we need somebody to just do it for us. This end time, the do it for us is going on. That is what has led a lot of people into false prophets and the false whatever and things like that. It's time to do it yourself. Believe God. The just shall live by faith. Me, if you won't believe, I will believe for myself. If you know the things that are in my head, things I'm believing. If I open it, you say, hey, I'm believing for things, miracles, people, all kinds of people in my church. I'm believing. Sometimes when I go there, I look at this and I say, no, this is not what I'm looking for. I need more. Somebody say amen. So whilst the woman was giving her testimony, somebody ran from the house and came and said, don't worry, Jesus, your daughter just passed away. She died some 5 minutes ago. Then watch this. Immediately Jesus heard that. From 35. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Watch this. As soon as, immediately Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the, not to the one who brought the bad news. He said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid. My only prescription is only believe. Only believe. The man was just about to drop his faith. Because the faith he brought, he almost dropped it. He was just about to drop it. And Jesus immediately said, hey, don't drop it. Because if I want to do any miracle for you, what you are holding is what I need. So don't drop it. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to what the man said. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. And I came here to tell somebody, only believe. Believe till Christ come. Believe and believe and believe. Don't drop it. Because some of you, the economy has pushed you to drop. Don't drop it. Hey, the results has caused you to drop it. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Don't look at circumstances. Don't look at stories. Don't look at people's experiences. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. You are not that person. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. And Jesus was mindful about the little faith that was left. Say, don't drop it. So from that time, the protocol took over, they opened the door, they started walking fast. Not because of Jesus, but for the man. They were walking fast, and I'm sure as they were going, Jesus would say, I told you, don't drop it. Only believe. Only believe. Jesus protected protected the guy's faith. He protected the guy's faith until they got to the house. When they went, chaos. Jewish people crying. How much is that, Asantifo? Asantifo, it means sutunyum. Yadi nyunkro, it's sun. Say, oh, mommy, onimiye. Ni yadi chanyum, ni yesu abad, abofre, ni yadi all those things, ni yadi. They were willing. Jesus sacked them. He sacked them and told the guy, only believe, only believe. Because if you go and look at your wife who has lost the baby and your wife's sisters and whatever who have come there and they have started, you will drop. Immediately, Jesus made everybody and then he entered, I think, with the man. When they went, listen, the lady was lying down dead. Jesus didn't wait for 1 second. Immediately, he called her to get up. Get up! And she came back to life. Listen, the interesting thing is that, you see, it's easy to drop your faith without knowing that you dropped your faith 6 months ago. And that for some time now, you have not been using your faith. And that for about a year now, won't say the miracle be per se. You don't even know. You are not even aware. You dropped it when your exams results came. You dropped it when they bounced you. You dropped it when that money didn't come. You dropped it when that appointment failed. And so Jesus said, where is your faith? Where is it? And I'm challenging everyone. Where is your faith? Where is it? Use it. Ah. First Timothy 1:19. I love the Bible. He says, holding faith. Look at someone and say, hold your faith. Look at someone and say, hold your faith. Hold your gun. So to him is hold your gun. Look at someone and say, hold your faith. Hold it tight. And a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Some people have put away concerning faith. Some people have allowed their faith to go and they've had accident. If you put your faith away, if you don't hold on and you let it go, you will wreck. I'm telling you. Because you can't do anything. You can't please God. You can't please God. The only way I can please God. Ah, and see, when God sees you using faith, he's happy for you. Check all the heroes of faith. Ah, we'll talk about that later on. Somebody say amen. Amen. Look at your friend and say, don't let it go. Don't let it go. Hold on, hold on, hold on. In times of difficulties, in times of whatever, hold it, hold it, hold it all the time. Hold it. You need something. You are trusting God for something. It's not coming. It's delaying. Hold on. Hold it. Keep on confessing. Keep on confessing. Setbacks will come, but hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Can I tell you something? It is dangerous. I'm telling you the truth. It is dangerous to live a Christian life without faith. Tell your friend, it is dangerous. Let me prove to you why it is dangerous. Some having put away have made shipwreck. Watch this. Ephesians 6:14. Ephesians 6:14 downwards. These are the armor, the spiritual armor of the believer. Stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth. What do you use as your belt? Truth. Somebody say truth. The belt of the believer is truth. Somebody say truth. So you must know the truth. The center of your life is truth. If you are a liar, you can't survive in a war. Every Christian must live by the truth. The center of your life. Truth. It holds the down and the up together. Your belt. Almost every man here has a belt. So gird the center of your life with what? Truth. Somebody say truth. Your life must be governed by truth. It protects you. And having on breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate in katabo. It seals your heart. You protect your heart with what? Righteousness. 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 The right things you do is what will protect you. Somebody say amen. Amen. But that is not what I'm talking about. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The reason why soul winning is so important, let me just open your eyes and then I'll leave you for that. Listen, soul winning protects you. Soul winners don't backslide. Because soul winning, when you are gone out to preach, it's like you have put on the shoe of the gospel. And when you put on the shoe of the gospel, your feet is protected. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news. Your feet is beautiful when you preach the gospel. Keep on preaching. Wherever you go, share about Christ. Invite people to church. This should be the common things in our lives. But this is not a common thing. We don't do it. We are shy of it. When was the last time you gospeled somebody in a car? You gospeled somebody by the roadside. You share a tract. Listen to me. These things protect you. But the Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith. The shield of faith. The shield of faith is your defense mechanism. Is that defend you? When David met Goliath, and Goliath was making papa and cursing him by his gods. If there was anything, this guy would have just gone back. But he picked his shield of faith and began speaking faith and say, you are doing blah, blah, blah. Look at your height and look at Penimo Tisewu and things like, hey, he disdained the guy. And say, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And today, I will chop off your head and give your body, your carcasses to the hey! Faith. Wo ene make chawuti na me de unam ama. He didn't have cutlass. Faith. Faith. Above all, take the shield of faith. And in this world, you are going to win by faith. Every day you must make faith confession. Every problem you meet, you must make faith confession. You can't put your defense down. That is your defense. Faith is a gift from God to the believer and to the child of God. And it must be used every day, all the time. Your faith will defend you. Your faith will protect you. You cannot afford to be quiet when the devil is talking, when the world is talking, when everything around you is so noisy. Open your mouth, you to say something. I shall not die, but I will live and declare the works of the Lord. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. In him we live and move and have our being. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. There may be nothing in your pocket. That is what, but I want to hear you say, I shall not want. You look at the sickness and say, listen, I give you 5 minutes to depart. Curse that sickness by the name of the Lord. Refuse to be sick. Refuse to die. Who born dog? And who said God no day? Use your shield of faith. Use it as your protection. And stop being quiet. You must live as a Christian. You speak the word of God. That is why you must know the scripture. Because when the devil comes, you call the scripture. Check it. When the devil appeared unto Christ, what did Jesus do? He quoted 3 times from the Bible. Man shall not live by bread alone. Ah! That was the sword of the Spirit. The word of God. Use your faith. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Problem kakra wunya enti. I feel you also more faith. Bim. Oh, Pastor, I couldn't cry. Mejai, mpaye nebo. Mejai, nyankopon pe crown fambra. You stop. Where's your faith? Oh, human day, I apply for university. I better not yeah. Maybe I'm a guy in pioneer. Where's your faith? Pick it up tonight. Start doing some exercises with your mouth. It's inside your mouth. Release blessings from your mouth. Say it. It shall be well, and it is well with my soul. Let the righteous say, it is well with my soul. Psalm 115 verse 11. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Their help and shield. Your faith is your ammo. Listen, your faith is all that you have. You can never throw it away. Don't ever. Don't ever. No matter what people say, situations, circumstances, never throw your faith away. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Hayabataka. Listen, I'll do 2 scriptures and I'll be done. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, 18 to 20. Watch this. Before you read, just look at me. Let me cure this from some people, not every one of you. You can also get to a certain point in your life where you don't need faith. Because, come, okay, Pastor, me will be. Scan me will be. Me will cast too. Me will die, me and son. So you won't use faith again. That's a trick of the enemy. No matter where you get to, you must still use faith. You are strong. You are macho. So you won't use faith again. You don't even pray for protection. Because you are living in a very good house. You have security men. You have dogs. Nkramine dogs. Assyrian dogs. German dogs. Begro dogs, South African dogs. So you don't even pray. Because Udo no yellow corner 7 times. And there is no fear. Your protection is secured. We call it arm of flesh. No matter where you get to, you must pray. You must use your faith. Don't throw it away. Hey, you have so much money that now you don't use your faith. Oh, no. Empire now you call a church and call for Bono Benya breakthrough. 1 Chronicles 5:18. I got this just last week when I was doing my devotion. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh. Let me read from the NIV direct. The Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh, they had 44,760. Everybody say 44,760 men. Ready for military service. Ah! Abled army. Watch this. Said, able-bodied men. Somebody say macho men. Macho men. I didn't write this. So, able-bodied men. Who could handle shield and sword? Who could use bow? And who were trained for battle? Watch this. Watch this. The people I'm going to talk about. They were going for war. They had huge number. Somebody say number. And they were macho. Macho. Somebody say macho. And they were skillful. Somebody say skillful. I mean, these are guys who can shoot anything. They were macho. They had number and they had skill. And they went for war. Watch this. And they waged war against the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. Watch this. They went for war. They were helped. They received help from God. They were helped. Hey, you have all this and God is still helping you. They were helped in fighting them. And God delivered the Hagrites and all their allies into their hands because they cried out to him during the battle. And he answered their prayers because they trusted him. They were able bodies, they were skillful, and they were many. Yet, they prayed to God. They cried to God. They went to the battle with their faith on. They believed in God. And God helped them. And God helped them. Don't you ever get to a point where you think you are strong enough, you are rich enough, you are healthy enough. You are not healthy enough. You have your doctors, when you cough, they are there. You have money to buy all kinds of medication. You fly outside Ghana for your whatever and things like that. Don't you ever get to a point where you don't need God. They were skillful. They were blessed. But they cried to God. They cried to God. God is jealous over his people. And when we need to call him and we put our faith down and don't call upon him, he will fight us. But when you are even strong, you have your PhD, you have your everything, but you are always praying, knowing that that is not your strength. Your strength is God. He will help you. He will help you. The commonest prayer I pray in my life is, God, help me. God, I need you. Lord, have mercy on me. That's the commonest prayer I pray. I need you. Erade mi hiawo. Mi tukwanya mi hiawo. Mi ye bibi erade, I need you. Whether I have money or I don't have money, Lord, I need you. Help me. Oh, yes. You never come to a point in your life where you don't need God. That is what backslidness did to people. Sometimes when I hear people say, sorry, I say, minus us. You come to my church and when you see the whole park, place packed with cars, you can't say, We build people. We raise leaders. We shape vision by the word of God. By the word of God. Sometimes people look at our churches, look at Dr. Temple and say, hey, you know, these churches and they have money and things like that. We started from a classroom. We built them, we raised them by only one thing, the word of God. And some of you, listen, your future is so wonderful and so powerful. You never ever give up. And don't stop. Hold on faith. Hold on to faith all the time. Every time. Every day, believe God. Every day before you leave the house, every day, make mention of something. Say something. Trust God for something. Make a confession. Every day, make a confession. Look at someone and say, every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Look at someone and say, every day. Hey. Hey. No matter the rehearsals you have, when you are coming to stage, you won't say, God, help me. It's not a skill, oh. You see, you can play skillfully. Say, "Nyakupo ni ma nyomene nyede." Ebe shiegu. Hey, before I come to the altar, everything. Lord, help me. I need you, Lord. I was sitting down. Say, "God, help me." Because I was tired, so busy last week and this week. Only God brought me today. But I said, "Lord, help me." Don't you ever relinquish your faith. I'll read the last scripture and we'll pray. 2 Chronicles 16:12. King Asa, a man who feared God. This man got sick. The 39th year of the reign of Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord. In his sickness, he didn't seek help from the Lord, but only from doctors, only from physicians. And God was not happy. A king who feared God, he didn't consult God. He only relied on doctors. This is for all of us. Doctors are good. I take medication. I'm telling you. I take medication. And if you're a believer, take medication. When you are sick somewhere, you pray to God, but take medication. I have doctors. I ask them questions. But watch this. Don't put all your faith in a bottle. Don't put all your faith in a man. Don't put all your faith. One of my doctors, I love him. He said, the best time I see the power of God is when I'm in the operation room. A false balance is an abomination. Don't put all your faith in medicine. Take the medication and believe God. Pray over your medication and take it. Everybody's quiet. Did I say something strange? We are at a hospital. Do the right thing. Drink plenty water. This is my prescription. I told my church. Bottles, no, 6 a day. Before you are aware, it's one of the reasons why we have a lot of sicknesses. Do the right thing. Do the exercises. Go to your doctors and do everything. But make sure you are always praying for health and protection. Men can say, me fear the Ajihun war. Me fear the me won't cram mine. Hey. Me won't CCTV camera. Presidents are even killed. It took grace to save the life of Trump. It can be rough, but believe in God. God saved him. Because the thing had been planned. You think the guy came to shoot his ear? And then something about you. Open the moment, king. How did you miss? People like that, they don't miss. It's God.
And yes, I wouldn't drive you until the debia, I know about conquering the debia, no, but yes, I wouldn't drive you. A yummy. Don't you ever put your faith in a box. Don't you ever put your faith in a box. You sit in the car, whether it is old car or new car, trust government. Can say, hey, me careful for with the guy, car with you. Car, yeah. Me, my car, not the old one I brought, the other one. Udu okwana the atmosphere in your car never catch it on. But I don't rely on that. No. I'm of flesh. Men do baby, I won't cast a faith, me demi faith not to baby that. It should never happen to you. Tembiana obompai. I watched a millionaire who was being interviewed. He got out from his big, powerful Rolls Royce. And then somebody says, what do you do? He said, I do this. What do you do? I do this, I do that. I've been poor before. And he said, above all, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I receive Christ. And Jesus Christ is my this. And I was like, oh my God. That is it. Ba kubi pe. Nizan ba kubi pe. Hey, Rade. Uni. Uton si nina ira. Apotro jangba ba kubi pa winya ye. Usura no pa afe uja umon pa ibim. Chese wadu. Nene ubi nya bense. Togo ba kupa ukoba ye. Togo. South Africa ba kubi pa. Kumasi outra play mu baku koba ye wodu. Just a waboga. Evening service kwa fe dewe jai ba. Just a. She me manage football, but don't you ever substitute your weekday meeting for football. I'm a Chelsea fan. But men can say, Charlie, ne match, dear. Also for with your own fan, sorry. Mumu bi, me dale mo nambe sa mamu. Take into the Bible, the heroes of faith. Yebubo mudisa, Abraham. Kai! He said, he considered not his body now dead. Neither did he consider the womb of Sarah. I said, my dear 100. And so me believe who? Say, my who? She. We are here, no, I catch on, say, Zayari, we, and here, Nebekumi. No, I catch on, say, woo. I shall not die, but I will live to declare the purposes of God for my life. You have to declare, I will make it. You didn't pass that exam, but you tell yourself, I will make it in life. There are people who have made it in life, not because they have certificates. It's not certificate, so. Make you listen. It not be certificate. Oh. There are people who have certificates in their box. It's not working. But if you can believe God, it will work for you. You go to a place and God will give you favor. They will not even consider. Esther, they didn't even consider. Nianka Kachan said, Shenna wan kasa wuye jiwuni. Ko competition. Men baby a ufri. Men mosu. Before I'm bear well, now we're on him. Don't depend on this, and I don't have this, and I don't have this, and I don't, and I will incorporate that, and I'm in here saying, and I will crumple, my secondary school, and I'm a quiet, no, yeah, yeah, Papa Nibia. What are you talking about? Doc, of course, you're Drew. Let's see, I'm going to school. Who said God no day? But we I've preached in every university. I keep on preaching there. Don't play down on God. And don't use somebody's experience to bring God down. Hold on to your faith and you will see the glory of God. Somebody say amen. Rise to your feet. I want us to pray for 2-3 minutes. Lift up your voice. Wherever your faith is, you want to pray and say, Lord, tonight, begin to confess something. Make some declarations you have not made for a long time. Come on, come on, lift up your voice. Make some declarations. Make some declarations. You will not die. Because Asaph didn't believe in God, he died. Come on, somebody, make a declaration. For no kabibi. Manta do rabobo shende. Kabado rabo koshetele. Mando radila bahataka. Mando radola baba 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 baba. Manto leba do radole bahande. Maka ya 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 ya. Mukandila la baba di alaba. Mando radila baba dale. Mayonda libado. Ayanda la baba.
My stone of help, only my help. Ebenezer.
Just only one person, come on.
My stone of help. Only you, Ebenezer.
Can you please play on the keyboard for me? Come on,
Ebenezer. My stone of earth, only you are my helper. Yeah. My stone of earth, only you are my helper.
When
I call you, Lord, you answer me. When I am in need, oh God, you are my help. My stone of my stone of earth, only you are my own.
Everybody raise your two hands up. You want to make a confession and say, Lord, I believe your word. I believe your word. I believe your word. I will never let my faith go. I will never let my faith go. I will hold on to the end. I will hold on to the end. I will believe you always. I will believe you always. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Kadarabaha. Manduradabaha. If you are here and you gave up, you gave up, you gave up on God, you gave up on some things, cry unto God. Cry unto God and say, Lord, I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. Maybe your faith went so low, that if you are like that, come forward. I'll pray for you. You want to say, Pastor, my faith went so low, but now I believe you. Come forward. I'll pray. I'll come and pray for you. Don't look at anybody. This is you. If it is not you, don't come. But I will pray for you. Leikaba. Life can be very, very challenging. When I call you,
you answer me. When I am down, Jesus, you lift me up. My stone over, only you are my hope. Ebenezer.
Father, thank you. Thank you. I believe in you. I trust in you. It is well with my soul, and it shall be well with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's keep standing, but you can go back. Listen, if you are here and you have been sick for some time, you are believing God for healing. You are trusting God for healing. Come forward. Some sicknesses, we have to rebuke them. We have to rebuke them.
You want me to pray for you on some sickness or something? Come forward here. This is why we come here. We trust in the power of God. Come, my brother. Today, God will heal you. Raise your hands up. I rebuke whatever sickness it is, and I cast it from your life. It is done in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabbi Kosh. Thank you. It's okay. You can go back. Oh, Rabbi Kosh. Oh, yes. Big cover. I speak against this work of the enemy. I speak against this work of the devil. I cast you out from this body in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive strength in Jesus' name. Ah. My stone. Oh. Please, if you are coming, come. And if I don't want anybody to be coming again. If you want to come, please come. Father, thank you for this one. I rebuke any sickness. I bind every work of the enemy against your soul. I release you. Be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Whatever it is, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please take your seat in the presence of God.